Glad I have you here. Oh, and by the way, I'm Augustina Morelli, freshman here at Foothill High School. This is my first time doing this podcast thing, so just bear with me. Anyways, I'm actually here for a reason, and that reason is the whole idea behind CRISPR, also known as Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeat. Now, just hold on. I was in your shoes that day where I also didn't know half of those words, but don't worry, I have you covered for this one. CRISPR are regions in the bacterial genome that help defend against invading viruses. So, what exactly am I trying to point out here? Well, that it helps people. Moving on, CRISPR begins with the virus invading the bacterial cell. This then creates a new spacer. For your information, a spacer is a variable sequence. The spacer is derived from the virus and is incorporated among existing spacers. That process is called adaption. Then we proceed to the production of CRISPR RNA, which basically means CRISPR RNA is formed. This then all leads to the CRISPR RNA guiding molecular machinery to target and destroy the invading viral genome. It may be a crazy process, but it helps people. But who does it help exactly? Well, CRISPR mainly aims really for people with genetic disorders and diseases. Now, I know I can't spare every single detail on how it helps for every single disease and disorder, but what I will focus on is Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. Now, just keep in mind the novel CRISPR method called myo-editing can modify DNA so that a wide region of mutation hotspots is skipped from the final dystrophin protein, potentially correcting the majority of DMD mutations. Alright, Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. Well, what is it? Well, Duchenne's muscular dystrophy is a genetic disorder characterized by progressive muscle degeneration and weakness. Basically, people with DMD lack the protein dystrophin, which is needed for muscles to grow and work properly when exercising or doing some sort of physical activity. So now, since you know a little bit of Duchenne's, let's revert back to the question, how does CRISPR cure this disorder? According to BioSpace, an article I had read a few days ago, researchers had used CRISPR to treat Duchenne's muscular dystrophy in dogs. A team at University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center used CRISPR gene editing technology to modify the DNA of four puppies. The team had injected millions of copies of the virus into all four puppies. After just 8 weeks, dystrophin levels began rising up by more than 50%. I know what you're thinking. Those are dogs, not humans. Well, you could say that, but other studies say that they may use the same process but have CRISPR injected in the muscle of that person with DMD. Well, I think my duty here is done, and I hope you somewhere learned something, right? But do I hope this grows and helps more and more people daily? Of course. I mean, it's a treatment out there that saves lives, right? We need to let those with not just DMD, but all sorts of diseases and disorders to heal up and live longer. Well, I think my part here is done. And like I said, remember, it may seem confusing at first, but all it takes is research to know what you're learning. Anyways, I'm Augustina, and I'm signing out. Thanks for listening. Adios.